This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, my very dear friend of mine said to me, that I have sent out these further reminders, daily reminders on conveying the message of Islam. And he says, if you can tell me two or three main things that I can do, then, you know, do it simply, then that will be helpful. So this is for him and for all who want to know the basic fundamental principles of how to give dawah. I call it my three-point rule. Number one, before we come to the rule, please understand that conveying the message of Islam, the work of Dawah, is a long-term project. It's not instant coffee, it's not hit and run, it is not something that, you know, you're going to throw in somebody's face and they will accept it. It is a long-term project that you are taking on for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're going to stay there and stick on there until one of two things happens. The person comes to Islam or one of you dies. And we hope it's the former. So you stick in there as long as it takes. With this in mind, we come to my three-point rule. Three things you need to do. Number one, make friends. Please remember, like we say in sales, and dawah is sales. Dawah is selling. You can only sell to friends. Nobody else. So you want to sell, make friends. Now, making friends means that you do what it needs to be, what needs to be done to get close to the other person, not in a manipulative kind of way, but because genuinely, out of genuine interest, out of genuine friendship, genuinely being nice to somebody. Remember, it's not play acting. It's not deception. It's not entrapment. It's not seduction. It is genuine interest in another human being, and interest enough to make sure that they go to Jannah instead of Jahannam. True interest in their akhirah. There is no other better reason to make friends than to invite them to Islam. So make friends. Now, in that process, sometimes people ask me, well, what if I am making friends with this person, but this person is engaged in something which is haram? Now, this is where your second part will come in, which is demonstrate to them, like you do in selling. You make friends and then you give the person a sample. So demonstrate to them a sample of what Islam is. And a sample of what Islam is that you will not compromise on your principles. So you will not eat haram, you will not stop praying, you will not go into a place where it is prohibited for a Muslim to go, and so forth. You will not lie, you will not cheat, you will not indulge in backbiting and slander. You will not compromise your Islamic principles for any reason. But you will not do this belligerently, you will not do this in a ill-humored way. You will do this kindly, you will do this with a big smile on your face. And you will do that with complete confidence. Remember, if you have no confidence in your product, and in this case the product is Islam, you cannot sell it. Nobody can sell something that they don't feel confident in themselves. So this confidence in this case is not demonstrated by giving speeches about it, but by living it. So now you are with this friend, and you're making friends with them. So you're with them, and maybe they are interested. One way of making friends is to see if you share some interests. So you share an interest, say, in sports, so you are playing soccer or something with them. Now, first and foremost, how do you dress? You don't wear shorts. You wear things that go beyond, down to the middle of your calves. You do not leave your knees bare. You don't run around without your shirt. Doesn't matter if you have a six-pack or an eight-pack. That is between you and Allah. It's not to be shown to the world. So you dress in a way which is dignified. They will notice. People notice. Let them notice. We want them to notice. Then you are playing the game. And in the game, you will play also with compassion, also with kindness. You will not make fouls. You will not try to do something to hurt somebody else. You will put your life and soul into it. You will be the first person on the field. You will come an hour before everybody else and practice. You will pass the ball to somebody who is in a better position to score the goal, even though it means that you will not score the goal yourself. It doesn't matter. You will pass the ball to the other person who was in a better position to score the goal so that your team wins. You will not try to win at the expense of the team. You will always, always, always be polite. You will never be rude. You will never use foul language. Right? You will do all of this stuff. When you go back to the stands and you are in the shower room and so on, you won't walk around naked like others. You will practice your Islam in all of these ways. Then when it is time to pray, you will pray. You don't have to stop in the middle of the game and pray in the middle of the field to show the world that you are a great pious person. No. There is a time for the salah and there is a time slot, but you will not miss the salah. If it looks like the time is going to be missed, then you will ask permission from the coach and the referees, and you will pray to one side on the side of the field, but you will pray. And if there is time to pray after the game is over, you pray after the game is over, but you will pray. You will make sure that you pray within the time of the prayer. Again, please understand this. You are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not doing this to show the world. So do it with dignity, but make sure that you show that. Then you win the game. Everybody is in the party. You will not go to the party. You will say, sorry, I don't participate in these kinds of things. And don't sit there pompously and say it as if you're looking down on people. Just say, my religion does not permit me to go in a place where there's alcohol, where there is, this music and dancing and girls and so on. So sorry, I won't join you guys here. I'll meet you after the party is over. So you make sure that you practice your religion. But you play. And remember, believe me, those of you who think that if I'm not going to do that, I won't be popular. Believe me, the most popular person on the team is the person who helps the team to score the most goals. Nothing else matters. Right? Nothing else matters. Today, people remember somebody like, I'm going from soccer to basketball, but just for the example, today people remember Kobe Bryant, not because of whether he drank or he didn't drink or he went to a party or didn't go to a party. They remember him because of his brilliant professional competence and capability which he demonstrated on the court. They remember him for the fact that he would be up 3 hours before the team to practice. They remember him because after winning a game, he would come and everybody would go home and he would go to the court and he would practice 500 times the one throw that he missed in the game which the team won. Right? People remember you for your professional competence. So don't worry about popularity at the expense of your religion. No. So make friends and then point number two, give them a sample of Islam. Let them see Islam in action. And that Islam in action, they will see when they see you practicing as a Muslim. And the third thing is, be prepared to answer questions. And people will ask questions. People will ask questions. And if they don't ask questions, open the door to questions by a couple of things. One is, when you are doing your own Islam stuff, people will ask you questions. If they don't ask you questions, go a step further and say, this is the reason I'm doing this. Right? Now, again, don't accost them in the street. Don't shove it down their throats. No debating, no clever answers, no making fun or mocking of their gods and their beliefs and their superstitions and their anything. You present your picture in the best possible manner. So, answer questions. Bring the person to a question, make him ask a question, and then you answer the question. The key thing is that a person is much more willing to listen to an answer to his question rather than exactly the same thing if it is told to him without him having asked a question. He never asked you anything, but you are telling him the something. But the same thing he asks you and you tell him, he will listen to you more because it's now a response to his question. And that's the trick. That's the trick or the knack or the talent. How can I make somebody ask me a question? One of the most straightforward ways is, do you want to know? Shall I tell you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this in the Quran all the time. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Shall I show you a trade which will save you from a very painful punishment? And so on. Right? So, ask people, do you want me to show you this? Shall I tell you about this? Do you want to know? But that's one way. But other ways is where you do something in a way where a person will automatically ask a question. If they don't ask, then try different ways. So three things: make friends, give them a sample of your product, which is Islam itself, by showing them in your own life. And I gave you examples of the game, but other than games also, right? Your honesty, your integrity. Take them home. Let them see what your house looks like. Let them see what your room looks like. If you are in college and university, let them see a room which is where the bed is made, things are put in their right places. Not a room which looks like a trash can. Let them ride in your car. Your car shouldn't look like a trash can on four wheels. Make sure that your Islam is visible in all its beauty in every aspect of your life, not only one. You go with them to a restaurant, make sure they see how you treat the waiters. Thanking people, pulling somebody's chair for them, let them sit down. Being polite to people, serving people, standing up and showing respect for elders. Right? Today, in today's world and especially in this country, I see Muslims, young Muslims, brothers with big beards, sisters with hijab and so on, but zero manners. Don't do that. Don't do that. Your beard cuts no ice with anybody, except maybe the barber. Right? You need to show your akhlaq. If you don't have politeness, if you do not respect your elders, if you do not show consideration to people, you can have a beard from like we were living here. Who cares? So, show your manners. Demonstrate Islam. Show them how Islam is superior to whatever they are practicing. And then let the questions come in and answer the questions. And then final point. Stand in the night and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to give hidayah to the person that you were talking to. Now, this last one is something we forget. Because we are so focused on our own effort, we think that we can do it. We can't do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah himself, لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ حَبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah said, you cannot give hidayah to whoever you like. Allah will give to who he likes. So, stand before Allah in the night, in tahajjud. Make tahajjud farz on yourself. If you are serious about da'wah, make tahajjud farz on yourself. Anyone who did da'wah, did tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qum la ilaha illa khalil. Allah said, get up and stand in the night. So stand in the night. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give hidayah to the person. Say to Allah, Ya Rab, there's nothing I can do because that person's heart is in your control. Change their heart. Fill their heart with the noor and the love and the glory and the majesty and the khashyat of yourself. Remove me from between that person and yourself. And you guide that person. Make the dua. Beg Allah. cry before Allah. This is what the Ambiya alayhi wasalam did. They worked in the day and they cried before Allah in the night. We do the work sometimes, but we forget about this. Cry in the night before Allah. And then finally, if Allah gives you that, and may Allah give you great success, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the means of guiding thousands of people, millions of people to Islam, inshallah. When that happens, when the first person accepts Islam, thanks to your effort, fall in sujood, thank Allah and make istighfar. Astaghfiru. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَعَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Then what? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make tasbih of Allah and make istighfar. Make istighfar. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Because otherwise, kibr comes in. You think you have done the job. You've not done the job. Allah has done the job. Allah has done the job. حزب الأحزاب واحدة. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have defeated the people, Ya Rab. Not me. Alone. You have defeated the people. You have defeated the enemies of Islam. You have defeated Shaitan. You have defeated all the forces of evil and misguidance. Not me. And that is the lesson for us. So, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't post it on Facebook. Don't post videos. Don't post it on Instagram. Please stay far away from that. Because remember, all your effort, one posting you make, that effort has gone down the drain. You pulled the flush on it. You flushed it down the toilet. Because all your effort went down the drain, because now you put it on Facebook and say, oh, this is what I did. Khalas, finished. Gone. Don't destroy your own effort. You need this. If Allah gives that to you, this is the greatest asset you can have with yourself on the Day of Judgment. Don't lose it by propagating it. Don't lose it by publicizing it. Don't use it by making videos and posting it here and there. Don't do that. Don't let somebody fool you and say, oh, but you see, this will give you that. No, it will not give you that to anybody. It will destroy your good deed, and all your work will be trashed and will have no meaning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do that yourself. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the joy of doing His work for His sake alone, and the joy of Him being pleased with us. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.